This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You can add Disney to the growing list of companies with which Amazon is on the outs. Hachette, the book publisher you already know about. Now, some of Disney's DVDs and Blu-rays aren't being made available for pre-order on Amazon. It's a spat that has become very, very public. Tracy Samuelson looks at the negotiating tactics in play.
If this were a Disney movie, some would cast Amazon as the bad guy, like the evil fairy Maleficent. Others would say it's a Captain America-esque hero, fighting for lower prices for consumers. By the way, the discs of those new Disney films are currently unavailable for pre-order on Amazon. But Ed Bordeaux, the author of Negotiation Bootcamp, says Amazon's tactics aren't good or bad, they're business. Amazon, like all companies its size, is flexing its muscle to get the best deals possible.
That's what people do in negotiation all the time. They use their leverage. And Amazon has a tremendous amount of leverage.
Michael Pachter with Wedbush Securities says we see this with companies like Walmart all the time.
Walmart pays as low a price as anybody wholesale for any product that it sells, and it is able to do so by exercising its market muscle. Amazon is trying very hard to be Walmart-like.
Pachter says pre-sales are a big deal for Disney because it will impact their first-day sales ranking. But he doubts customers will mind much. Michael Norris, an independent publishing and media consultant, thinks Amazon is being a bully. He's surprised it's risking its reputation with customers.
A company that claims to be very customer-centric finds absolutely nothing wrong with inconveniencing millions of consumers.
But whatever deal Amazon and its vendors eventually reach, the public nature of their dispute means they might not be riding off into the sunset together anytime soon. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.